Buongiorno, this is Jodina, and thank you so much for tuning in to this week's Language Nugget mini-podcast. This week's Language Nugget is brought to you by yet another pronunciation landmine vowel sound. Today, we're looking at the Italian vowel sound I, which in Italian rhymes with tree and we, so really it's the Italian vowel sound E. Think of this little piggy cried wee, wee, wee. For English speakers, this is one of the biggest pronunciation landmines for a number of reasons, and mispronouncing it seems to be a hard habit to break. Training and or retraining the brain to pronounce it correctly, as simple of a sound as it is, proves very challenging for most students, even for those who studied Spanish. And a side note, the Italian vowel sound I, or E, is a non-issue for native and fluent Spanish speakers, since this letter has the same sound in both languages. So, all right, the anatomy of the Italian vowel sound E. For starters, the good news. In Italian, this vowel only ever sounds like the long E English vowel sound that you hear in words like tree, be, me, we, free, leave, teen, feel, sleep. I could go on, but I think you get the idea. The wrong way to say it is like the short I English vowel, as in the words knit, sip, big, win, think, click, and ring. So, all right, if it's so darn simple, why is it so tricky? I think it's because there are so many Italian-English cognates with the letter I. Cognate is a nerdy language term that refers to words that look and sound similar between two languages. Cognates are your friends in that they're like instant vocabulary boosters because you can easily guess what they mean, and that also makes them easy to remember. But cognates are sometimes a double-edged sword. Since they do look so similar, your brain and mouth are used to pronouncing them in one way, and, at least linguistically, once you know something well, you kind of go into autopilot mode. So while understanding and remembering the meaning of a cognate is super easy, pronouncing it takes extra effort. So here are some commonly mispronounced Italian vowel sound E words. The two biggest offenders, because of how common they are in Italian, are probably the words il, meaning the, and in, which has a plethora of meanings, including into, by, and made of. And just a note, at the bottom of the blog on the website, there is a word glossary, so you can see the meaning of the words in this section of commonly mispronounced Italian words, as well as an audio of those words, specifically isolated. So, in addition to il and in, there's the trifecta of signore, signora, signorina. And some commonly mispronounced cognates are diverso, minuto, cominciare, continuare, finire, visitare, camminare, dimenticare, iniziare, sicuro, lista, informazione, ventilatore, condizionale, vicino, and Vittorio, to name several. Words beginning with the combination IN, pronounced IN, are also frequently mispronounced, and these include the words insieme, infatti, invece, and inoltre. And again, see the bottom of the blog post on the website for a roundup word glossary. So now on to words that are rarely mispronounced cognates with the vowel sound E or I. As proof that our brain often operates on autopilot, unless we intervene, is shown by cognates that in English are pronounced with the same E sound as in Italian. For example, the verb ripetere, meaning repeat, ritornare, return, rispondere, respond, ricevere, receive, and pizza. Since the English equivalent contains the same ri, R-E-E, ri sound, English speakers rarely get these wrong. And that's because brain muscle memory from the equivalent English words help them to automatically get it right without needing to think about it. Okay, so some suggestions for getting the Italian vowel sound E right, or avoiding icky pronunciation. As with other language nuggets and pronunciation landmines I've highlighted in this series, practice makes perfect. And as I like to say, repetition is the mother of improvement. The Italian vowel sound E is not hard to pronounce. It is, as always, a question of looking before you leap and thinking before you speak. I recommend making a list of target Italian words containing the vowel sound E, like the examples mentioned earlier. And now a word on becoming your own vowel police. I recommend getting really clear on what the right and wrong pronunciation of the Italian vowel sound E should feel like in your mouth and sound like in your ears. Train your brain, and this is a little memory trick, train your brain to associate the letter I with a tree, literally, the letter I with leaves on top of it, so that when you come across an Italian word containing I, you say aloud or you think of the actual word tree. And then, with that memory fresh in your mind and mouth, proceed to pronounce the Italian word. Another suggestion is to build the habit of monitoring how the sound comes out of your mouth. If you pronounce the I as it would be in the English word ick, then it is in fact icky. Say it again, aiming for the vowel sound in tree. Read your vowel sound E word list over and over, focusing meticulously on your pronunciation. Periodically, record and listen to yourself to see how you're doing. And in time, it will become habit and second nature. And most importantly, be patient and kind with yourself. Enjoy this journey and remember, language acquisition is an overtime process, not an overnight phenomenon. There you have it, the Italian vowel sound I or E. I hope this has been helpful, and I'd love to hear your thoughts, comments, and questions on the blog. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you again on the next Language Nugget mini podcast. Ciao!